1 and verse number 3 tonight. In continuation from this morning, when I was sitting back there in my office as I was typing this, and I studied 1 through 5 in the latter part of this week, and I was sitting back there and typing this up, and I had, in continuation of this morning, we'll be preaching verses 3 through 5. And I got to doing verse number 3, and I said, I better go back and edit this so that I don't lie from the pulpit. Amen. The Bible says, and we'll go ahead and read 1 through 5, but we'll pull our text from verse number 3. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Heavenly Father, please bless the reading of Your Word tonight. Lord, I pray that You'd touch my voice. I don't know what's going on with it, but I know that You do. And I know that all things are under Your control. And I pray, Lord, that You will allow me to endure until You have finished preaching through me tonight. Help me, Lord. I need You in this moment. Thank You for the beautiful songs, Lord, that we've heard tonight. Thank You for the sweet faces that have come one by one, and they've sung, Lord, and they've exalted Your name, and they've reminded us, Lord, that one day we will get to see You. Father, we're looking forward to that day. I thank You, Lord, for being who You are, and I bless Your holy name tonight. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. All God's people said, amen. In this continuation from this morning, and looking at verse number 3, the Bible simply says these words, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now, John, as he's writing this, has a unique style of writing. And what is so unique about this is that he, and I wasn't going to say this till later on, but I got to go ahead. John is emphasizing that God, Jesus, the Word, is the creator of all things. And he does that in two ways. He does it positively, and he does it negatively in his verse that he wrote here. He says all things were made by Him, or were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made. Now, he has a habit of doing that. Think John 3:36, other passages of Scripture, and we don't have time to go through all of those. We'll get there, amen. As we preach through the book of John, we'll get there. I ask you to pray for me as the Lord leads and guides and directs in that. But tonight, we'll be looking at the relationship that Christ has. This morning, we looked at the Word and the relationship that it has with God, but tonight, we're going to look at that relationship that He has with creation, amen, that Christ has with creation, or that the Word of God has with creation. Think of, first off, here's your first point, for those of you that's taking notes, think of the extent of creation. Verse number 3 again says, all things were made by Him. Now that little phrase, all things, that means every single detail of creation. Now you look around and you think about the little blade of grass. I don't know how many blades of grass are out there in the churchyard or how many is in your yard at your house, but God in heaven created every single one of them and He spoke them into existence. My friend, that is the incredible ability and power of the Word of God, and we'll talk about that here in just a moment. But this verse clearly invalidates any idea, hint, or notion of evolution. evolution. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. That grass out there didn't evolve. I'll tell you what, if you believe in evolution, I'm going to lay my watch here on the pulpit, and we'll stay here until that thing evolves into a grandfather clock. Amen. Y'all okay? The very idea is preposterous, and thank God the Lord Almighty gives us the ability to see that it did not just happen. There wasn't a bang, or I guess there might have been. Sure, God said it, and bang, it was there. Amen? Y'all okay? We're just knocking all the theories out of the water tonight. Amen? Listen, the scientists have to come up with something to explain away God and His creative power, because they do not understand that He has the power to speak things into existence. But the Bible says that all things were made by Him, and they were made because He spoke them. You imagine having the ability to... Now we like to think about that. Now, this thing monitors my steps, and I keep track of my steps, so I'm going to put it back on. I mean, do you even really walk if you don't have a watch on that monitors your steps? Amen. Say it amen right there, sis. You can't even walk without having on the Garmin or Apple. Let me hush. All things were made by Him. They were created for His honor and for His glory. And imagine having the power to speak things into existence. Now, there is a movement going around right now in Christianity that talks about people, us, having the ability to speak things into happening. Let me say this real quick and help you on something tonight. I'm going to get real particular here. That's hogwash. Amen? There ain't nothing going to happen to you that don't pass through the omnipotent hand of God first. Amen? It'll come because God allows it, and not because you have any power in and of yourself to make something happen. That's no better than witchcraft. That belief that you can control the Spirit of God, or that you can control what happens. Dear friend of mine, this is a notion that is creeping into churches of speaking. They speak money in your bank account. You figure that out how? Speak it into mine. Amen? Do something generous for somebody. Isn't it amazing how all this speaking into existence junk is only to benefit the person that speaks it and not for anybody else? Here in the mind, that ain't nowhere near what God had intended when He began to speak things into existence. This wonderful creation that we look out here and we see God has given to us to enjoy, and that's because we get to enjoy the byproduct of it bringing Him glory. Them little old flowers that come up out of the ground, they're not there just simply for your enjoyment. They are there to give God glory. I love watching them little, y'all heard me say this before, daffodils are my mama's favorite flower, and every spring, early spring, they pop up on the side of the road, they pop up in garden beds, they pop up beside houses, they come up beside mailboxes, and they don't care where in the world that they're planted, they just bloom, and they wave all their glory up to God, and they show Him at the first of the day, hey, here we are giving You glory because You created us, You made us, You commanded us to glorify You. Amen. We're having a good time. Day by day, their speech uttereth. All things were made by Him. And Brother Billy said Psalm 19. Go ahead and read that. Amen. That'll help you. Maybe not now. Wait till Think of the extent of creation. What incredible power there is. What sheer genius it took to create all of creation. And thank God for old John, who emphasized it so strongly in one verse of the Bible, that this world needed the creative power and the genius of the Word of God. I want to read to you something. This is from a commentary that I've read as I was studying this. A man named John Phillips, a much greater preacher than I, wrote a couple paragraphs, and I tried to paraphrase them, and I just felt it was best just to put it in here. Amen. So I'll cite the book. It was from his book on the study of the book of John. So I want to read this to you. It said, when we look to space, there are distances so vast that that a special unit of measurement is needed to which to express those concepts. The astronomer's yardstick is a light year, and that's the distance that light travels in 1 year at 186,273 miles per second. Pretty easy to keep in mind, amen? That's the equivalent of encircling the earth at the equator 7.5 times. In round numbers, that is about 6 trillion miles. And our sun, by that yardstick, is 8 light minutes away. But out there in space are suns and stars believed in the billions of light years away. Nor can we count the stars or guess how many billions there are. That's what old John Phillips said as he's writing about this. And when I read that paragraph, I thought about Psalm 147 that says this about the Word of God. He telleth the number of the stars. Y'all catch that? He telleth the number of the stars, and he calleth them by their names. How is he able to do that? Well, Genesis 1:16 answers that question. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Think about the ability that he has and the creative power that he has. God's creative word made that vast expanse of space. You look up into space and you feel mighty small. You ought to. God spoke that into existence. You stand next to the ocean and you feel mighty small. You ought to. God controls the bounds of that and tells that ocean he can only come so far. Amen? That ocean's not going to come any further. That tide is not going to come in any further than what God says it can. There ain't nothing going to happen. There ain't nothing going to come past what God's bounds are set at. This world needed and was created, and so was space created by His wonderful Word. Think about all the energy of creation. He created the smallest and most detailed things. Reading in that book that I was studying, I want to read to you another paragraph. It says the building block, and by the way, time out here, I will not come into this pulpit and bring you something that I have not validated and made sure, vetted and made sure that it aligns with the Word of God. I'm not going to read to you from a book or quote a book that does not agree with this blessed old Bible. Amen. Just not going to do it. I want you to know that. Amen. Time in. Listen to what he says here. The building block of the universe is the atom, A-T-O-M. Even though A-D-A-M was the first man in the building block, the A-T-O-M is the building block of the universe. He says it's an entity so small that each one is less than 150 millionth of an inch. So take 1 inch and divide it into a million equal parts. Take 150 of those million parts and you'll have the size of an atom. He said this, if the molecules of a single drop of water could be converted into grains of sand, there would be enough sand to build a concrete highway half a mile wide and 1 foot thick all the way from New York to San Francisco. That is the world of inanimate things. When we turn to living things and the complexities that confront us on every hand, they're incredible. Each cell in a living creature contains 200 billion molecules of atoms, and the nucleus of a cell, a complex life factory, is less than 4/10,000 of an inch in diameter. The membrane that encloses the cells component parts is only 1/2 of that, or 1/1,000,000 of an inch thick. Now, to put that where a Georgia boy can understand that and grasp that concept, because that's what I have to do, the average human hair is 1/1,000 of an inch thick. Any of y'all ever worked in a machine shop? They deal in thousands, hundreds and thousands of an inch. Now, I know we got some math teachers in here, and some of y'all remember that, behind the decimal. Yeah. You got tens, hundreds, thousands. We're going back to second grade math, ain't we? And we try and stay on this side of the decimal, amen? Not on this side of the decimal, but sometimes we have to get real precise. Sometimes we have to get smaller than the fractions that are visible and shave just a little bit off and get things away. Well, the human hair is only about 1/1000th of an inch thick. And they turn gray and they turn loose. But you know, the Bible tells us something about those tiny parts of a human and the tiny parts that God had created. Matthew 10:30 says, "But the very hairs of your head are all numbered." You know why? Because even the small parts of creation, God is concerned with. Even the things that are invisible to the human eye, things that we can't understand, things that we can't fully grasp, they are important to God because they are His creation, as well as the great giant things and the expanses that He has created. And while we're talking about hairs, I want to remind you of this promise in Isaiah 46 and verse number 4, "And even to your old age I am He, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and I will deliver you." Did you catch that? I have made you. Creation. This is the energy of creation. And I'll give you this last one, I'll be done. And it's going to take a few minutes, but it is the last point tonight. This is exclusively ascribed to the Word of God. No one else. Nothing else. Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17 says, "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth." Now you take all of the things in heaven, He created them. Those streets of gold, He spoke those into existence. The mansions that are there in My Father's house are many mansions. Not rooms, praise God. Somebody amen me right there. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He made them. He made and constructed the tree of life. He spoke this world into existence. Every single thing. Wrap your mind around that. Get that tonight. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. It had to have God with it if it was created. It had to have the Word of God. "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible." The book of Proverbs even says that He created even the evil spirits for the day of evil. He spoke them into existence. That devil that troubles us so much, he wouldn't exist if it wasn't for God. He owes his existence to the Lord. That's what makes him so stinking angry. That's why I don't like him. That's why I don't like us. It's because everything about him came into existence because God allowed it to. And it will always be that way. Visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. Romans 11:36 says, "For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." There is coming a day where the culmination of every single bit of creation will be revealed, and God will stand on His throne and make His judgments. Amen. And everything in creation, everything created, will give an account. Because He is God. Nothing has His existence or its existence without the Word of God. I'm going to leave you with this. Psalm 33, verses 6 through 9. "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap, and he layeth up the depth in the storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus, the Word of God, is the Creator of all things. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for the great liberty that you've given me to preach. I pray, Lord, that I would be a blessing to your people and that they would grow from hearing your word proclaimed. And they would grow in your word and they would also grow in your grace. Lord, I pray that you'll bless this invitation time. You'll use it for your honor and for your glory. Lord, I just want to say holiness unto you. Holiness unto the Lord. Glory and honor and majesty, you're worthy of it all. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would get the maximum amount of glory out of this service tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Stand with us tonight while we sing.
Page 130.